This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 14th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel, with sunshine gracing major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, making it a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, before the meeting with Israel, reports in Lebanon suggest a ceasefire extension as U.S. pressure mounts. Israeli and Lebanese officials are in Washington for more talks mediated by the U.S. State Department, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also, understanding Iran's strategy across military, diplomacy, and influence. Beyond the battlefield, Iran aims to shape outcomes far beyond direct combat, reported by the Jerusalem Post 47 minutes ago. Also this hour, an attack was thwarted with a terror suspect arrested ahead of Jerusalem Day events, as reported by I-24 News 32 minutes ago. Separately, Lebanon aims to press Israel on a ceasefire at Washington talks as the truce deadline nears. This marks the third meeting since fighting reignited with Hezbollah, according to Ynet from earlier today. And finally, the EU sanctions Israeli settlers after Hungary, under new leadership, clears a path. The EU's top diplomat noted, "Extremisms and violence carry consequences," as reported by JTA from earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Oren Barsky, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that accusations against Israel often mirror the actions of its accusers, highlighting a pattern of double standards. From Visegrad 24, a news outlet, a post just 12 minutes ago reveals that the global Sumud flotilla has departed from Turkey, heading toward Gaza with 54 vessels and 500 activists on board. Notably, Greta Thunberg is absent, raising questions about their choice of destination. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, remarked just 13 minutes ago that Israeli citizens have been living under the threat of renewed conflict for a prolonged period, describing it as no way to live. Let's go deeper, starting with the reports from Walla. Lebanese and Israeli delegations are in Washington as U.S. mediation continues. The goal is to extend the fragile ceasefire amidst regional tensions. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact peace and stability in the region. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's insights on Iran. Iran's strategy extends beyond military might, using diplomacy and influence to affect geopolitical outcomes. This broader approach indicates a long-term plan to shift power balances in the Middle East. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports a terror suspect's arrest ahead of Jerusalem Day. Security forces acted swiftly to avert a potential attack. This highlights ongoing security concerns as the city prepares for major events. In earlier reporting, Ynet highlighted Lebanon's push in Washington. The talks focus on extending the ceasefire with Israel. Diplomatic engagement remains crucial as the truce deadline approaches, with significant implications for regional peace efforts. Finally, JTA reports on EU sanctions against Israeli settlers. The EU's decision follows Hungary's shift in leadership. This move underscores international responses to perceived extremism and could influence future diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the Jewish National Fund has approved a massive budget of 273 million shekels for border communities and the Golan. This funding aims to support rehabilitation and development amid ongoing security concerns. Separately, Ynet Business announces that Novella, a New York startup with significant operations in Tel Aviv, has raised $21 million. The funds will expand its AI insurance brokerage and open more U.S. offices, boosting the tech sector. And finally, Maariv Business highlights Michael Meyeroff, known as the Deal King of the Emirates. He has successfully marketed Dubai investments to Israelis, showcasing lucrative opportunities in the region. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.